This is Becky McRae for Small Biz Survival, and today I'm interviewing Pat Matthews with webmail.us. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Becky.
Pat, you have a web blog for your company that is called Small Town Big Ideas. I think that's a terrific title for the small town and rural group that listen to Small Biz Survival. I've noticed that on your website you talk a lot about the small town issues, so I thought we would just start with, tell us about the small town that you're based in.
Sure thing. So we are based in Blacksburg, Virginia, which is located in Southwest Virginia, and most people that have heard of Blacksburg know it because we are located right next to Virginia Tech, which is a big football school and a really good academic institution as well, very well known throughout the country, but located very much of a small town.
What makes that better than being located in the big city?
Well, we see a number of advantages. I mean, first and foremost, I would say that it's been a big advantage to be located next to such a big university. Virginia Tech is where we do a lot of recruiting. We find a lot of talent that comes out of Virginia Tech, especially on the engineering side of our business, which, as we've grown over the last couple of years, that's really where we've ramped up and made a lot of hires. And so from a recruiting standpoint, it's definitely been a big deal for us. I would also say that we enjoy being in a smaller town too, because there's less competition for people and talent. And I don't want to say hiring's easy, because there's probably overall less talent than you would find in bigger metropolitan areas and high tech areas like Silicon Valley and Boston and New York. But the competition is a lot less too, so kind of evens out. And really more than anything, a lot of our company actually went to Virginia Tech or some of the surrounding colleges and universities, and so we've got a lot of connections down here. We've been able to grow out a nice network over the years, and that's really helped in a number of ways too, like capital raising being one of them.
Okay, and you guys recently expanded into a second small town in your area. Where is your branch located?
So we opened up a sales office in Roanoke, Virginia, which is about 45 minutes from here. And we did that because, actually the real reason is because we have two of our most seasoned sales executives actually live in Roanoke, Virginia. And so it was one of those things where it was easier for them, and it makes their work experience a lot better by not having to make the 45-minute commute each way every day.
Okay, so it's only about 45 minutes away. Is it a larger town or a smaller town?
Roanoke is a bigger city, yes, definitely.
Okay. You can tell I'm from Oklahoma. I don't know the Virginia situation.
No problem.
Okay. You work with online services. You provide online services to small and medium-sized businesses across the country, and so you deal with online competition globally. And what are some of the strategies that you use that help you compete online for that business?
Sure. Well, we focus on our customers, and we focus on building the tools and the services that our customers want. And you know, one of the things that also helps us being located in a small town is the cost of living is a lot cheaper around here. Office spaces is a lot cheaper than you would find in other areas of the country and throughout the world. And that has really helped us to grow our business and keep our costs low. As far as the internet goes, I mean, it brings a global community really close together and makes the world a lot smaller. And so just because we're in Blacksburg, Virginia, doesn't mean that we can't compete with any other businesses out there, no matter where they're located. I mean, it just makes the world a lot smaller, and we don't have to be face-to-face with our customers. So there's really no reason why somebody wouldn't buy from us if we've got a better service than if we were located in New York or Boston or Chicago.
Okay, terrific. I know that you're very involved with your community and the community development work that goes on there. Can you tell us something about the community involvement?
Sure, absolutely. So, one of the recent things that I've done in terms of community involvement is I have helped to launch an entrepreneurs club at Virginia Tech. One of the things, you know, I truly believe that the Blacksburg area, and especially because of Virginia Tech, just has a lot of the ingredients that a potential startup-oriented community really needs. And what I'm really trying to do is just really showcase our business as much as possible, really prove to people around here and beyond that successful startup technology companies can be born and raised in smaller towns. Again, they don't all have to be born and raised in the Silicon Valleys of the world. And, you know, one of my goals is to really just promote and help to cultivate entrepreneurship and business growth here in the region. And so, I do whatever I can to kind of help out in that regard. And I figured that one of the areas where I could dedicate some time is to really helping potential entrepreneurs at Virginia Tech realize that Blacksburg in Southwest Virginia is a place where you can grow a business, and there are a lot of advantages, like I talked about earlier. Because what happens a lot of times is students come here, they're imported from all over the country. They come here for 4 years, they get their degree, and then the first thing that they do is leave. And I'm really trying to get people to understand that there's a lot of opportunity around here, and there's a lot of advantage to staying here. And that's whether you're going to start a business or join a business. I mean, either way, there's a lot of advantages.
Sounds like you are right on the cutting edge of where economic development is heading. The focus on entrepreneurship is all coming around to your way of thinking.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, here's the last question. When you grow your business up to mega size and you're a huge company, are you going to relocate? Is there a dream place in the United States that you would move if you could?
No, actually, I mean, I really do see true advantages to being located here, whether we're small or large. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't be against opening satellite offices. I mean, maybe it would be strategic to open a small sales office in New York City or a small office in the Silicon Valley area just for networking purposes, or, you know, as we expand internationally, I mean, it could help to open branches globally. But in terms of actually moving our headquarters or the majority of our business, I would say absolutely not. I truly believe that Blacksburg, Virginia is the home for our business, and I believe that it always will be.
Well, great. Did you grow up in Blacksburg?
No, I didn't, actually. I grew up in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, born and raised there my entire life. I did go to school at Virginia Tech. And, for 2 years, we really got our business off the ground in Northern Virginia, because we started it down here, and then we went back to Northern Virginia because we thought that would be the thing to do. We did that for about 2 years, and then we just realized all the advantages that we could have by coming back down here. There's small things like just driving to work every day. It's a 7-minute drive almost no matter where you are, where you live in Blacksburg, versus 45 minutes to get anywhere around the Beltway in the Northern Virginia and D.C. area. And so there's a lot of small things like that. We think the quality of living is better down here. The cost of living is better down here. There's less talent, at least less competition for talent down here, at least right now. And so, you know, we see all those as advantages that we're really trying to capitalize on.
Terrific. Pat, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.